Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bay Area, this is Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to Wheeler and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Kyle Shanahan spoke before practice. We'll let you hear that in a half hour. Greg Cosell at 3:15. Thankfully. I mean, I'll just be real with everybody. I feel like the Kuminga conversation to a degree is a drug. And the whole...
Which drug?
I don't do drugs, so like...
Right. Ooh, that's yeah. A good question. That's a good question.
What's your favorite?
I don't have... Excedrin?
Yeah. Well, if like, I can... I mean...
You know what I mean? Like,
as a guy who's maybe lived a little bit, It's, the Kuminga conversation is not like weed, because...
No.
Weed is something that you can do. It gets you high, and it kind of... keeps you going.
And I've done weed, but like
sure.
What's super addictive?
It's heroin.
Okay.
But so, this is more like crack cocaine.
Okay, great.
Where
I'm open to
and
either.
And again, I've never done crack. And go ahead and make sure you capture that.
All right. That's
I'm not
going
to say what I have or have not done.
I think that's good.
The idea of crack.
Yeah.
And shout out Whitney Houston. Crack is whack. Crack is cheap. You do crack and... you keep doing crack, and that's what the Kuminga topic is, where...
Now my mind went to Morgan Freeman in Lean on Me. You smoke crack, don't you? Don't you remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, I mean, Bobby Brown got Whitney onto that rock, crack rock. Shout out, not Billy Ocean, but
Frank Ocean.
Thank you. I had the wrong ocean. There's the Atlantic, there's the
Pacific,
Indian,
yeah.
There's Frank, there's Billy.
Yeah.
But this topic is like that, where you just keep coming back to it because it's really, really so good, but it's also like, it's also so bad.
Well, that's the thing. And again, as a non, I do not have an addictive personality, but this is what it feels like to me, is everybody's trying to quit. Right? Not Jonathan of the Warriors, but it's the offseason. The Niners are playing, and everybody's trying to quit. And actually, people had kind of been quitting. And then somebody walks by your neighborhood dealer and gives you a little whiff.
Oh. Tim, I'll start with you. How have the Warriors handled this Kuminga situation, in your opinion?
Awkwardly? I mean, how have they handled Kuminga's entire career? Steve Kerr doesn't want Kuminga. Kuminga doesn't want to play for the Warriors, in part because he knows the coach doesn't want him. Listen, Shams is talking about there's going to be a divorce eventually. Let's stay together for the kids. I've lived that. I lived with my ex-wife for a year after we agreed to divorce for the kids. Let me tell you, it was not fun. There are going to be chemistry issues.
Yeah.
Put it mildly. This is going to be a disaster if they bring back Kuminga. There's SGA. He might as well be HTE, human trade exception. And he's going to be, you think he's going to want to pass the ball? You think he's going to want to play team ball? He's going to want the ball. He's going to want minutes. Steve Kerr doesn't think he fits. I wonder what they think they can get that's better than Malik Monk and a first round pick.
Oh, the next thing you know, just wrap that thing around my arm and find me just laid out in some ditch or in some back alley because, oh.
Hi, my name's Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, I've been coming at free for 8 days. And, you know, I used to be really tied to talking about Kuminga. And, you know, every time I talked about Kuminga, it felt really good. And then I've never done crack. It's fair. I mean, you won't find me saying that about many other things. But as I was saying, every time after I talk about Kuminga, it felt good. And then by the end of the day, I really felt like I needed more Kuminga. And then once I stopped talking about Kuminga, I felt great. And, you know, it was 8 days. And then I have to be honest, well, today I couldn't help but go back and talk about Kuminga. And when I first talked about Kuminga the first time today, I got that Kuminga high again because, you know, the contract and the playing time and trading him and, you know, the qualifying offer and, you know, other teams wanting him and the sign and trade. And so I'm now about, I guess, 90 seconds Kuminga free, and I'm hoping that I can make it to 3 o'clock.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Dan.
I've never done crack.
Yeah. Welcome, Dan.
I've done a lot of Kuminga.
We've got you, brother.
You can cut that as well.
Yeah, I've done Kuminga.
I've done a lot of Kuminga.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Actually, don't clip that. Just leave it on the cutting room floor.
Sure.
You better be careful.
Totally. Ken Grandy, do you want to welcome Dan to our support group? Yeah. Welcome,
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dan. Thanks, Mark.
We got you, brother. Well, we're here for you, man.
I had actually my 7-day Kuminga chip, and I guess I have to give that up because I did go 7 days Kuminga free. And then today I was tuning into the midday show, and I heard him talking about Kuminga, and...
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of Kuminga from 10 to 2.
I'll be honest. Oh, I pulled out my phone, and I looked at Tim McMahon, and I thought, oh, yeah, give me some of that Kuminga.
Yeah.
Wait, 3 years and 75? It, with a player option or a team option? Give me some of that Kuminga.
We're on a freaking bender.
Yeah, we are.
What's, you got that Hangover song? You know the song from The Hangover? Gosh, how's it go? I gotta look it up during the break. We might need that rejoin. Might need that. We're gonna have a sick night, y'all.
Oh yeah.
Woo! I got some Kuminga. We're going out.
I feel like there's a wolf pack, and I feel like I'm the Zach Galifianakis of the show. But wolf pack. Guy, not just because I have a beer, but guys, I want to read this, and you know, my wolf pack, and you know. Willard, you're my brother, and you're going to marry my sister, and I'm really proud of that. And and Guru and Steiny, I guess Steiny would be the stew of our wolf pack. You know, Stu the dentist, who you would be. I guess Guru would be the cool guy, the one who's kind of like the brother-in-law. And you know, I just want to say that you know you guys are my wolf pack, and you know you're going to be with me as we all get ready for this weekend, and we all do Kuminga.
Is it by Flo Rida? Is it that spin me right round, baby right round thing? I don't know. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood for some Kuminga, and I think it's only Wednesday. Usually it's like a Thursday or a Friday when I'm in the mood to take a shot of Kuminga. Kind of in the mood, though. I'm in the mood. Like, the guys all got me in the mood this morning.
You would be the Bradley Cooper, I think. The good-looking, like, slightly aloof enabler. And... Steiny would be the...
I'm totally an enabler.
Steiny would be the slightly, like...
The Ed Helms guy.
Correct.
Yeah, he's going to end up with Stu.
With the tattoo on his face.
And the stripper.
Right.
Okay.
And I guess Guru then would become the guy who gets stuck on the roof, you know. Man, where am I?
You know? Yeah, except for Guru probably doesn't sunburn like the rest of us, so therefore we might need to recast that.
It would be a recalibration sensation.
I bet Spadoni or Shasky could hold that part down.
Perhaps, but I'm clearly the Zach Galifianakis, and I get that.
What is going on here?
I don't know what's going on. We're talking about being strung out on Kuminga, and here we are again.
Yep.
All roads on a Wednesday.
Oh, God.
The Niners are 2-0.
Brock Purdy is limited. He's practicing.
The Valks are in an elimination situation. And you know what that would be, right?
We
need to stop. It's an elimination sensation.
Yeah.
And we've got a baseball team that's on the brink. So all that, and yet all roads lead back to Kuminga.
Well, everybody look, take a breath.
We're getting close. You know what I mean? We're getting close. The current deadline is October 1st. I think that's 2 weeks from today, isn't it? Is October 1st a Wednesday?
Yep.
It is?
Yeah. 30 days in September, so yeah. That'd be great. Yeah.
It's 2 weeks from today is the deadline.
So sure.
We're getting close. You got to figure this out. And I do think there's all kinds of bluffing going on. I really do. Because I think that the Warriors, to a degree, probably, and of course I feel this way, but I think they probably agree with me. Which is why a bunch of guys started calling each other the other day. The report is the players all started calling each other. I mean, are we really going to sit here and act like Al Horford and D'Anthony Melton and Seth Curry and GP2 are all just sitting here like, yeah, this is great. No, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm going to be on the Warriors maybe sometime, maybe, I think. Like, it's just my career. No big deal. And the whole thing, I mean, we know this for a fact that GP2 was found. I think it was Mark Spears who ran into him in Vegas. This is like weeks and weeks ago. Hey, man, what's the holdup? What are you doing next season? And I quote, just waiting on JK. Okay, so we're supposed to presuppose that everybody's just cool with the situation. I'm not saying they're mad at Jonathan. Maybe they are. Maybe they're mad at the Warriors. Maybe they're mad at both. I don't know. But the idea that everybody's just cool with the situation, to me, is far-fetched. And the idea that this is just going to then make sense in a couple of weeks, and everybody will be like, okay, we shook hands, we figured it out, and even though we now need to move forward with trust in one another and figure out a rotation that wins basketball games, even though we've never really been able to do that before, certainly not in the existence of Jimmy Butler on this team, and now we're going to go do this and love each other, and everyone's going to get their minutes and their points and their wins, and the media will like play along and not ask us about it and exhaust us. I don't know, man. I just don't see the scenario. I don't see it.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. It certainly is, and it depends on what Kuminga ultimately gets, and if he gets 3-75, and even if he has to take the team option for the third year, he could be in a spot where, okay, I've got my money, and I understand that they probably will or want to trade me, so I can go out and do everything I can to get them in a spot where they can actually trade me for something that they want, and I'll go somewhere that I want. So I don't think it's that far-fetched that this can still be resolved in that fashion. And I don't think that things last year were so bad where, you know, they can't come back from that point.
Well, I just think Jonathan might disagree with you. You know, I mean, they weren't so bad because they just put him in the corner. They put him on timeout. He didn't play.
Well, he played when they needed him in Minnesota.
Right, and won zero games, which I think...
Right, you but know, he balled out.
Yes,
so.
He scored. Again, sure. This isn't sure. About... Boy, I wish this part would go away. Everybody, all the box score babies out there who want to tell everybody, Jonathan scored 23, so boy, he showed you. And Steve has never once said Jonathan can't score. He has consistently said, here's what we're asking for out of our player.
They went 0-4.
And he won't do it.
Right.
He won't do it. And that's a completely different scenario because Steph Curry wasn't playing basketball at that point. The idea is, can the Warriors, through feelings, X's and O's, money, and all the rest, can they get to a point with a healthy Steph, Jimmy, and Dre to a role for Jonathan that he feels good about and all also go get numbers and wins? And I like.
Well, they have to.
They have to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Don't believe they can. And well, they don't have to.
They do have to because he can sign the qualifying. No, they don't. They can't trade him.
Of course they can. They can trade him tomorrow.
Not if he signs the qualifying offer. They can't trade him tomorrow.
He's not going to do that.
But if he's going to do that, they can't trade him.
He's not
going to
do that.
But you understand that that is a reality.
Of course
it is. He could sign the qualifying offer and he could say, double middle finger.
Why hasn't he?
You've got a year.
Why hasn't he?
Because he wants to get $75 million with a... but not with a player option for year three.
So this is a power struggle.
That's what he wants.
It's a power struggle.
It's a power struggle, and every day that goes by, he gets a little bit more power to the extent that, okay, you want me to play? You want me gone? If you want me gone, you need to sign me to something, because if you want me gone, you can't have me play on the QO, because if he plays in the qualifying offer for 7.9, he could just be there.
Dibs.
And he can chill. And then they can't trade him.
I get the whole scenario, and it's literally what I'm saying to you.
No, what I'm saying to you is that you're wrong about the idea of there is a way, there is a path forward for both of them.
You're saying every day he gets more power. I think every day he gets more pissed. And that's
my point. Well, by more pissed, he gets more power.
No.
He gets more power to mess up the whole year.
And Warrior fans lose. Exactly.
Fine.
That's the point.
Warrior fans lose, and Kuminga might also lose, but the Warriors themselves lose. The best way forward is...
That's what I'm trying to avoid.
Well, that's what they're trying to avoid.
That's what I'm literally saying.
And
they
what
can't...
is he trying to avoid? He's trying to avoid 3 years of team control.
Yeah, he's trying to avoid playing for the Warriors.
For 3 years.
I think at all.
Well,
in a perfect world.
Well, that is not a possibility.
It is a possibility.
It's really not.
Sign and trade tomorrow.
They're not going to do that.
Why not?
Because no team wants to give them compensation that they possibly would want. And you can't tell me that suddenly a team is going to be like, you know what? We'll give you Malik Monk and a first round pick.
I have no.
I don't believe that.
That's already been offered reportedly, in fact.
Not Malik and a first round pick.
Yes, that's literally what the offer was.
Well, then they should have taken it.
Yeah.
But then the Warriors clearly want more than that.
Yeah.
If they didn't take that, then they want more than that.
It was a protected first round pick, and I don't think that they think Malik is a perfect. Malik's a good player.
So if it's a protected first and they don't want that, all right, Warriors, at some point you're going to have to give up something.
That's what,
and he's going to have to give up something. And right now, what the give is he wants them to give up the third-year control, and they don't want to give up the third-year control. They actually extended their offer to $75 million over three, but we own the third year, and still he reportedly is saying no?
Dibs, you keep explaining this to me, and I understand all of it. My point is, all of the things you just laid out, the Suns feel this, the Kings feel that, Jonathan feels this and the Warriors feel that. And they're all just butting their heads.
Right.
Nobody
so
has
found... So what's the middle ground?
I don't know. But it can't be here, in my opinion, based on the factors in play and the feelings in play. I do not think you can win basketball games like this. And that's my only goal. I don't care about Jonathan's minutes, his points, his jersey. I don't care about anything. The season's here, and I want the Warriors to be good. And I believe that this gets in their way, because you cannot move forward in a company with employees that do not want to be there. You can't do it. You can't have employees pushing in one direction and a company pushing in the other. It never works. Ever, ever, ever.
The analogy,
I disagree. The analogy from Tim McMahon is a perfect one. You cannot.
It's a flawed one.
I
because
personally love
you've
it.
You've been in it.
Yes.
I've been in it, and it's your experience is different than my experience, and it's different than Tim's experience.
Well, but you're acting like your experience, therefore, was perfect, and it wasn't.
No, but yeah, my experience was mine, yours was yours,
sure.
And his was his. And Kuminga and the Warriors is there, and you know yours. You kind of know mine. I don't really know yours. Neither one of us knows Tim's. And we don't know the Warriors one.
Well, we know the Warriors one better than we know maybe Tim's,
perhaps,
for example.
But we don't really know what it is.
We've been living this for 4 years, and people have spoken publicly about how they feel, and I do not understand how you're going to... And would I love to be wrong. But I don't see the pathway for everybody to get back together and then have it be successful. In a way, you're asking me, like, what I'm advocating. There's not a specific thing I'm advocating. What I'm advocating is let's not do this together anymore because it doesn't appear to work.
But what would you advocate if you were Don Levy, and what would you do right now, knowing what you know about the contract they want, the contract you've offered, and everything else that's out there?
I think them going to a third year, even though on a team control, was already the olive branch that was necessary. And Jonathan won't do it. So you want to know what I would do right now? I'd call his bluff, which is, I think, what they're doing. Call the bluff.
And have him play on the qualifying offer.
No, I don't think he'll take it. You've laid this out. It's this horrible move.
Well, what would he do then?
I don't know. Maybe he'll sign this that's on the table. And that's the problem. You're in a power struggle. Two sides in a power struggle, in my opinion, automatically makes both irrational. You know, now we're competing. Now, we're not competing for victories over the Lakers.
You're not working together.
Yeah,
you're competing.
You're competing to win the deal. This is where the Niners have gotten in trouble in
with
the past.
Ayuk, yeah.
Don't do this. It doesn't work. One way or another, somebody wins the deal, and then everybody walks away mad or at least annoyed. One side might be like, yeah, how you like me now? And then 2 weeks later, you're dropping balls and breaking meniscuses. Like, it doesn't work. You can't have a power struggle, get irrational with one another, force the less powerful side into a corner to where they have to do something they want to do, and then turn around and wake up the next day and go be awesome together.
Well,
that's
too
my
late.
Belief.
That's already happened.
I don't agree.
That's already happened. You've already gotten to a spot where, you know, he is dead set, apparently, on playing on the qualifying offer.
If you believe him, I don't.
Well, what I believe is that the Warriors have upped their offer. They've added a year. They've added more money. And now all of a sudden it's 3 years and 75. But the one caveat is we want team control. So, and I said this in the crossover, if I'm Kuminga's agent, I take that offer. I take the deal knowing full well that they don't want you here. And knowing full well that, yeah, you got $75 million. And the only thing you're giving up is where you go next. Because you're not going to be a Warrior for 3 years. There's no way.
I mean, honestly,
there's no way that they sign him to that and they keep him for 3 years. And I think about Jordan Poole, where they signed him to 4 years, and before the contract kicked in, he was gone. And he was gone for virtually nothing. He was gone for a 38-year-old point guard who may or may not have fit. And when he came in, he was okay. You didn't win, and then you traded him, and you got nothing back. So ultimately, the Warriors got rid of Jordan Poole for 1 year of nothing.
If that reported deal, well, they got a salary slot. But anyway,
it
turned into money. It turned into not luxury tax money is what it turned into.
It turned into no player.
Yeah, no, of course.
Right.
I agree with you. I would probably take the deal if I were him. But as a fan, that leads to all kinds of concerns for me because I don't know where that leaves Jonathan mentally, and I have no idea where it leaves the rotation and how this all looks going forward. And as I added before, and you can call me lazy for saying it, but my God, if your entire game plan is we're going to keep someone so that we can trade him in 3 months, wow, you're playing Russian roulette by putting him on the court. Wow. Wow. Like, you don't, like, good Lord, one torn ACL, one Achilles, what, the whole thing blows up in your face. And so that is terrifying to me as a fan. Yeah, Grandy, what's up?
Well, I was just going to say, you guys brought up the potential sign-and-trade with the Kings, which in terms of a sign-and-trade still seems the most likely. The Malik Monk package is such because of his money that the Warriors would have to get rid of either Moody or Hield to make it work, too.
Which I don't like.
They don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like
they
it
They don't like it. No. Yeah.
So, to me,
it's not about a sign and trade. It's about a trade either, you know, and I think they have 3 months after the deal is signed to trade him, which would be now January. So that, to me, becomes more viable because a sign and trade, you only get half the deal anyway. You only get half his value. So you sign him, and then you keep him, and you play him, and yeah, right. You hope that he doesn't get hurt.
But he's got to sign.
Right.
He's got to sign.
Then you give him the player option.
Nah, I wouldn't
Who cares? You do that knowing full well that you're going to trade him. What's the big deal?
Again.
If your intent is to trade him, then yeah, player option, great. Again, Here you go, Kuminga. We're going to trade you in January.
One ligament.
But that's the case with anyone.
No, but not if he's got a player opt. Then you have a bad contract on your hands for 3 years.
Well, you got Jimmy Butler for 2 years, yeah. And if he has an Achilles, well, now you've got a guy for $104 million that you're stuck with.
That's different. They're trying
to
play with him.
It's the same thing with an injury.
No, because he played and they won, so they like him.
But if he plays and they don't win, then it's the exact same thing.
That's an if, though. That's not the bet that they're making.
It's all an if.
We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. We're sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans. All right. Greg Cosell is coming up in 20 minutes. Kyle Shanahan spoke before practice. Brock Purdy is not a no-show. So we'll let you hear that and dive into that coming up next. If Brock can play, would you? This is Willard and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.